If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with you. Just an update on our programming for the rest of the day. Walt Dibtulin Road Rage will be on 3 to 5. 5 to 8 will be our college football bowl / playoff spectacular. Live at Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. You should come and eat there and participate and have a ball. We're going to have fun. It's going to be a fun conversation about the bowl season and just some of the a lot of nonsense. There's always nonsense. We're going to have a lot of nonsense in there, too. We'll pick our playoff field and take you all the way through the bracket. And so we're excited to do that for you right here live on the air. But if you're in the Clemson area, love for you to come by and see us at Mellow Mushroom. This hour brought to you by our friends at Nick Lavery Law. NickLaveryLaw.com, that's the website. That's where you go. You can see all the testimonials. You can also see the array of legal services that Nick and his team can provide you. Nick is a resident of Clemson. He's been serving the Clemson area for 25 years. He and his team, they're passionate about one thing, and that is getting you the legal representation that you deserve. And there's nothing that he can't do for you. DUI, MIP, civil court, personal injury, workers' comp. They can do wills as well. If you are dealing with wrongful death as well, they've got you covered. These are stressful situations in your life that Nick and his team can help you through. 864-654-3680 is the number to call, or you can visit nicklaverylaw.com. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us. 654-7627. Ben, I want to ask you about Michigan. I was going to ask you earlier, and then we were talking basketball for good reason, because they're beating teams by 100,000 points every night. We talked about this briefly during the opening points of the carousel, sort of which jobs were the best jobs in the country. And one of the things that I think is sort of interesting about this Michigan situation, Penn State went to Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell was not Penn State's first choice. We know that Matt Campbell was not Penn State's first. He was like the 88th choice for Penn State, but they ended up with a good coach. What has happened because of the caliber of jobs available, we're talking about LSU and Florida and Auburn and Penn State that have already been filled on the market. The caliber of big jobs is that the carousel has already either grabbed you or passed you. Everybody. You've either gotten an extension and a raise, or you've taken a job, or you haven't been offered any jobs. That's kind of the way the cookie crumbles. Michigan is heading into that market where it feels like a lot of their realistic candidates have already passed on the carousel with good jobs available, or they've gotten extensions because they've been linked to the carousel. So, Ben, I will ask you, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, if you're Clark Lee, if you're Kalen DeBoer, if you're some of these names that have already signed extensions, or you have already passed up opportunities on the carousel, or you're, in the case of DeBoer, you're getting ready to play a playoff game. Are you picking up the phone if Michigan calls no matter what, or are you done with the carousel?
Did DeBoer sign an extension already?
I don't think so. I think he just said no to Penn State. Or maybe he said not right now to Penn State and they decided to fill it.
Yeah, I think there's jobs out there that DeBoer would be interested in. I'm not sure that Michigan is that job, though, for him.
Okay.
Also, I'm a DeBoer fan. I was when he was hired. I still think that's a good hire. But I don't know that it's a great fit. And I mean, and I have heard rumblings that it's not a great fit. I do think there are jobs out there that he would leave Alabama for, but like I said, I'm not sure. Is Michigan a good fit for him?
I don't, you know, he's from that area, like he's coached in that area. That was kind of the thing with Penn State. Like if he wanted to get back to like a Big Ten Midwest vibe, he's kind of got a Big Ten Midwest vibe about him. So maybe that would be it. I would argue that Nick Saban also had a Big Ten Midwest vibe about him until he became the most successful coach in the last 60 years and maybe ever at Alabama. Maybe some of that's overblown a little bit.
So if Michigan would have fired more in the middle of the season, how might things have changed? Matt Campbell, if that's somebody they were interested in at Michigan, he would have gone to Michigan instead of Penn State.
If Matt Campbell were Lane Kiffin, he would have already interviewed at Michigan. But I think because Matt Campbell is Matt Campbell, he's not going to leave. He's going to fulfill his obligation to Penn State. I think that's very important to him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Drinkwitz might have been a... I don't know. There's something about that seems like maybe that would be a good fit. It's interesting to hear Brian mention Clark Lee. I have not heard that, but I haven't paid a. I mean, you hear every name, so I don't know who to take serious or not. That's an intriguing name.
All right, so here's the reason why I'm asking. Because there are some jobs that are just above the cut. Like if they call, no matter what just happened, no matter what, you're going to take the call.
Right.
Is Michigan in the group that you have to take the call?
1,000%.
Is Penn State in that same group?
They're in the group of others receiving votes.
Like so this is my question.
Maybe. I mean to some coaches, yes. To some coaches, yes.
If the carousel has already passed you by, either because it did or because you told it to keep moving, I'm good where I'm at. I'd rather sign this extension. There have already been some of those jobs open. Like LSU is probably that job for some people. They got called by LSU and either got extensions or didn't get offered by LSU.
Listen, I don't even think it's debatable that Michigan's one of the top 10 best college football jobs out there, as is LSU. So you ask about – that's sort of where I'm thinking of them. It's those are two that, yes, you do.
Okay.
And it's fun. There's not a line by line comparison. I almost think of Michigan as the LSU of the Big Ten.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, doesn't it kind of feel like Ohio State is one, but you know,
I think
again to some, Michigan would be more desirable.
Okay. I think of Michigan as the Georgia of the Big Ten.
Well, where do you put Georgia? Where do you rank Georgia in the SEC? I have to open that can of worms.
I rank Georgia behind LSU.
Behind LSU.
Still, because three of the last four head coaches have won national championships at LSU.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair.
And that's the Ohio State thing to me. Is like if you become Ohio State's coach right now, you can reasonably expect, and they can reasonably expect for you to win a national title.
Yeah, we're almost splitting hairs there. Yeah. I think you would agree. They're very, very close.
Very close. Very, very good jobs. That's right.
Yeah, and I guess my point is that for some coaches, like Matt Campbell, you know, that is probably the number one job out there.
So the reason I'm asking about Penn State specifically is like Eli Drinkwitz, and whether there was actual interest or not, we may never know, but Eli Drinkwitz used proximity to the Penn State job to get an extension and a raise from Missouri, just using him as an example. Would he see Michigan as a similar opportunity to Penn State and go, no, I've got my extension and raise, or is Michigan enough above Penn State that you would still consider going there? Or would you say, no, I've already considered a similar job, I've got my extension, I'm good. I think that's what Michigan's about to find out. I'm not sure I have a great answer, But I do think Michigan's about to find out if there are coaches who would say, look, if you had come to me a month ago or 3 weeks ago, right, I'd be fine. But I feel like I can't do anything with this right now.
It also would not surprise me if they go the NFL route. You know, who that would be, I don't know. But
John Harbaugh?
I mean, they've won 12 national championships. They won a national championship, what, 23?
23.
Yeah. You know, it's – that's one of the names in all of college football.
On the other hand, here are a couple of factors in the Michigan search that I think is fascinating. Number one, Michigan is – are they not the 1980s SMU of the 2020s? Are they not going to epitomize scandal in this decade? We still have 5 years, and there's no doubt in my mind that Michigan is the scandal program of the 2020s.
There's still time for LSU to catch them, but yes, it would be hard to.
I was actually thinking about that, like, who would be the scandal programs of the other decades? That may be for another
show.
Yeah,
but when you have the FBI and Homeland Security both in your building at the same time, for two different reasons, it's hard to top that.
You're like making the NCAA wait on hold because you have two higher investigations going
on. Al-Qaeda is impressed by that, okay? I mean, they're like, geez, what'd y'all do?
Ridiculous. You guys juggled three? Show us your work. So, yeah, I mean, so Michigan, to me, they've got to go with somebody that has impeccable integrity. And truly, the Sharon Moore thing, they could not have expected the Sharon Moore thing to end like this, I don't think. Although Sharon Moore has been suspended multiple times for multiple infractions, like, I don't know, deleting dozens of text messages related to the last non-scandal that everybody was doing, but only Michigan got caught for, but also they deleted all the evidence and lied to investigators about because it was so prevalent everywhere and not that big of a deal.
I would say, actually, Sharon Moore's probably deleted text for two different scandals now.
Which is leader in the clubhouse. But, like, Michigan knew all of that. When that hire happened, I don't think we were shocked, but it did reflect on Michigan's administration, did it not? That they knew that Jim Harbaugh was averaging three suspended games a year, and they hired his assistant, who had already been punished for one of those suspension-related things. Actually, two of them, because he also got punished for the recruiting stuff.
And they truly don't care.
They don't.
I mean, they truly don't care.
But don't you think that means this hire can't be in the family? They don't have a president right now. The new president certainly firing this scandal-ridden AD. You just have all these issues. Don't you think your next hire has to, like, epitomize Michigan's image of itself that everyone else is laughing at now because the last 7 years they've done nothing but cheat their butts off?
I mean, you're right for saying that and for thinking that, but I'm serious when I say I think their number one goal is to win, not improve their image. I don't think they care about their image. I really don't.
Maybe it ripped the mask. The Connor Stallions thing ripped the Michigan man mantra and all this stuff.
They're also running out of guys who are, you know, don't have show causes that they can bring back.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, there were candidates, like Jesse Minter has been listed as a candidate. The guy's got a show cause. Like, all the Michigan adjacent people.
Well, you cannot do that. You're thumbing your nose at authority when you do that. You
are
can't.
You sure?
Do that. Yeah. But I mean, like, John Gruden's name has been mentioned, which that would just be hilarious. They're not going to do that.
That would be a terrible hire.
I know. It would be hilariously bad. But, I mean, I think there's probably something to that. I mean, like, he loses his job for, what, racist comments in the NFL, basically.
Yes.
I don't think they care.
They probably don't. They probably don't. And you know what? Their money people are putting the full weight behind the roster anyway. I'm not. You know a name that I've not heard anybody say that I'd be like, yeah, do that, is Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen has never – he was on the Florida staff when everything was terrible, okay?
You cannot coach at Mississippi State and Michigan. Those are – no.
Different. But, like, if the money people are recruiting for you, hire some good recruiting staff. Dan Mullen won't have to recruit. if Larry Ellison and the Barstool guy are going to go in there and pay $1 million apiece for a quarterback, you don't have to do anything.
You still need somebody that can coach, though. There's no evidence that Dan Mullen can do that.
I think Bryce Underwood would do great in Dan Mullen's offense. I don't know that. I think that's true. They could probably do better than Dan Mullen, but that's kind of my point. Like, if you're going for, like, squeaky clean image guys, Clark Lee, like somebody who epitomized integrity would have been Matt Campbell. Like, epitomizes it. Like, when we think of that guy, we think full integrity. Dabo, they're not going to hire Dabo, but Dabo would be that guy. Like, we're talking about somebody who is totally above the fray if they're going that way.
But I'll ask you again, like, when was that important to Michigan? I don't think that is a goal here. I really don't.
It used to be important on paper, and that's kind of the push and pull here. You think it's not important anymore. I think it's not important anymore, but I still think there are Michigan people that need to tell themselves that it is. Because it's clear that Michigan has been running a rogue operation since COVID. That's clear. But Michigan people still have to convince themselves that everything is fine, that they actually are an upstanding institution. And it's Ohio State that's flaunting the rules, and Ohio State is paying what they're not supposed to pay. And Ohio State, because they talked about Jim Tressel and the tattoo gate, and they look down their nose at everybody else.
If you ask a Michigan fan, do you want a clean program or do you want to beat Ohio State? You're going to have a hard time finding someone that doesn't say Ohio State.
And I don't know that they can find both right now because of what has happened elsewhere in the cycle. I just think the time, like having your coach fired right now in this cycle is not to Michigan's advantage at all.
This is a sad reality, but are morals and ethics not devalued right now when it is just the wild, wild west?
Honestly, it might be a negative.
Look, I'm
good person, con. Follows the rules, con.
If Sherrod Moore and Michigan were in the college football playoff, we would not be having this conversation today. He would not be in jail, and he would still have a job.
Wow. Listen. Nobody's saying that's not true. That's interesting. All right, I know you got to run to Mel Mushroom. We'll let you run. Hey, it's been great to have you on the air. Looking forward to talking to you for many hours.
Thanks
tonight.
Thanks for letting me be a guest today.
Yeah, you know. All right, stay with us. We'll go to the phones. Hour three of the program continues right after this.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires, the Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at pendletontire.com. Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
At Target, great memories start with great prices. Get gingerbread house kits for just $12, plus all the Wondershop baking must-haves. Gather the whole fam, grab some gingerbread kits, and start building sweet moments together. Then keep the joy rolling, baking up tasty treats with Wondershop that'll make the season a blast. Make unforgettable memories with incredible prices on gingerbread kits and Wondershop baking essentials. And step into the holidays, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The tree is lit, the cocoa's warm, and the sports talk is rolling.
It's a puke clog, it's a puke!
Merry Christmas from 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
John Hyde is here with us. He's here to defend Michigan's honor and integrity. That's what I was told. Hey, John.
Well, hey, Quok. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not going to make you do that, man. I'm not.
Well, I was about to say, you were severely misinformed.
John got up like he was going to leave after that. Oh, that's funny. That's funny stuff. This, of course, this show operates inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. When the news is flying fast and furious, when I'm trying to look up Sharon Moore hot boards and he's getting booked by two different police departments, you need Upcountry Fiber. because otherwise you're going to be like an hour behind everybody. Up Country Fiber is a stronger connection. Let's go to Delvin, who patiently waited through the break. I want to bring John in on some of this discussion here. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, you talking about Candace and Michigan. I got two names. I think one look out for nobody's talking about is Jed Fish. I think he ain't got no contact with Stitch. You've been mentioning y'all, so I think that's one name to look out for.
You know, I think Fish is a good – I think it would be a good hire. I think Michigan still fancies itself that they could do better than that. And so their fans would be – I think their fans would be upset with Jed Fish, kind of like Florida fans would have been upset with Jed Fish, even though that would be a fine and sensible hire and he would win there.
Yeah. Cole, what about this name? People are throwing out this name, Brian Kelly.
Nah. Like I said, Michigan, to me, Michigan's got it. They've got to sell hope. Brian Kelly was just fired from LSU, which Ben compared LSU and Michigan. That Michigan's the LSU of the Big Ten. What did I say? LSU's the Michigan of the SEC, whatever that is. We've heard that name a lot. I think Brian Kelly is done. I think he's done. I don't expect him to coach again. Yeah, I mean, that guy's getting that whole buyout, man. They're going to have to pay him, and I would not coach another day, man. I'd be done.
Yeah, but there's been reports he wants to get back into coaching, though, so.
That's true. Look, coaches are crazy, and this is a great example of it, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, we do look at this like rational human beings, and then we forget that football coaches are – basically, they all have a screw loose, and we're like, oh, you're paying me how many $1 million? You're paying me how many $100,000 every month for the next 6 years? Well, why don't I just sit back and take that freely? But then there's a football coach who's like, that's what I'm a football coach, so I got to go coach football.
The only football coach thus far who has actually done the correct thing when being let go is Ed Orgeron. You're going to pay me how much? Which door do I walk through? I mean, we've even got Jimbo Fisher out here saying, you know, I'd make a return to coaching if the job... You got paid $72 million to go away and you want to come back? I'm sure Brian Kelly wants to coach. I'm sure Brian Kelly wants to do a lot of things. But he has burned every bridge in the process. And if I am a top flight program, if I'm any program, I don't know why in the world I would give him it. Because I feel like right now... Brian Kelly cares more about beating LSU in the courtroom than he does beating anybody on a football field.
Would Brian Kelly win at Michigan?
I mean, he'd probably go 8-4. I mean, he'd do fine.
Could he compete with Ohio State?
No. He couldn't compete with Kalen DeBoer. He couldn't really compete with Mike Elko. He couldn't really compete with anything else going on in the Southeastern Conference. What makes you think he's going to go up and compete with the biggest behemoth in the sport?
That's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah, he did have success in that area of the country with a national brand. I do think, like, the Kalen DeBoer smoke, there is something different that you have to access within you to be successful at a Southern football school than you have to access within you to be successful at a Northern football school. I do think that's true.
I think, for the most part, I think I agree with that. I think, obviously, there's going to be, like, I think you have to, if you're the head coach at Ohio State, you have to approach that like you're the head coach at Alabama. Like, I think certain schools, I don't want to, like, 100% blanket statement that, but I think for the most part, I think that's accurate.
Okay. I don't think Kalen DeBoer's that name is going to come up. I don't think Kalen DeBoer's taking Michigan because I think that, again, it's the Lane Kiffin thing. Right job, wrong time. Poor Matt Campbell. Right job, wrong time. It's the job he waited on his whole life. Which, by the way, let me just – I didn't need to say this, okay? Remember, I talked about the Notre Dame people and how I really felt bad for the Notre Dame folks until I watched them try to argue, and it was some of the worst arguments I've ever seen, like some of the most illogical junk that I've ever seen trying to argue their position. It was so elementary. And so I talked to them. If you missed the show yesterday, I talked to them like I would talk to Hollis, my 18-month-old. I kind of felt the same about the Penn State people who, for some reason, found my tweet very offensive that I was saying that Matt Campbell's always won the Michigan job. If I were Penn State, I would triple check every document. Because you would. You just make sure that it's been signed and notarized. Make sure that it's all official.
You don't think LSU's doing the same right now?
Correct. What if DeBoer leaves? You don't think LSU is going to tie Lane Kiffin to a chair? You don't think LSU is going to kidnap his family?
But the thing is, Lane does that to everybody but LSU. He's finally got the job that he wants, Kwok. He's finally happy. He's not going to do any of this stuff again. He would never do it to LSU, would he? No, never.
I mean, he's not taking Michigan, but he might take Alabama, though. He might take Alabama. Here's the thing with Matt Campbell, though. I mean, I said that, and people are like, you idiot. Michigan came open 2 years ago, and I didn't respond to any of them because I'm like, you idiot. Matt Campbell wasn't offered the job 2 years ago.
That job never came open.
They promoted from within. They didn't do a national search. They weren't out there just interviewing 40 people. That was Sherrone Moore's job, and it was a terrible idea. But it was Sherrone Moore's job then because it had been set up that way, and Jim Harbaugh won a national championship, so he was going to get what he wanted there.
Well, and Sherrone Moore beat Ohio State. Of course he was going to get the job.
Of course. Great point. That was not a national. So, like, just because it came open 2 years ago and Campbell didn't get it, oh, he's staying with us. Well, that doesn't mean anything, buddy. That doesn't mean a doggone thing. Penn State's job was open, too, a dozen years ago, and just because somebody didn't get it then doesn't mean they don't want it now. I mean, like, and it also doesn't mean that Matt Campbell's going to be Michigan's first choice, just like he was the 88th choice at Penn State. After they gave out $6 trillion in raises and extensions for people connected to Penn State and they hired Campbell.
Do you think all the coaches who got new extensions off of this coaching carousel to stay at their current schools, like, are those all dry? Are those all, like, I understand that Matt Rule is off the table for Penn State. Is Matt Rule off the table for Michigan?
Okay.
Like, is Eli Drinkwitz now all of a sudden not an obtainable coach when every school hired him or interviewed him a month ago?
Okay, Ben and I, Ben and I just talked about this a little bit. Like, is Michigan a better enough job than Penn State that if you were connected to Penn State, maybe you turned down Penn State and you got an extension and a raise at your school, that you would take the conversation further, entertain the conversation with Michigan? Because I think Michigan fancies itself as ahead of Penn State. And I think Penn State fancies itself as equal to Michigan.
I think that's accurate.
But what, and maybe it does depend on the person, but like Eli Drinkwitz, you turn down Penn State, you don't turn down Michigan. Here's what I would say about Michigan, okay? Michigan's a place where they cheated their tails off. But you could argue in a weird way that they cheated to get to the playoff and then cheating actually cost them a playoff game, which I think is the most hilarious thing. Like, people talk about TCU getting bludgeoned to death by Georgia. If TCU hadn't changed their signs, Michigan knew all their plays. Like, TCU just changing their signs meant that Michigan was actively audibling to the exact wrong plays because they thought they knew the signs. They knew them, but they had been changed. And if that doesn't happen, then Michigan likely rolls over TCU and plays Georgia for the national championship in 22. It's one of the great what-ifs. What if TCU doesn't change their signs? Does Garrett Riley come to Clemson? I don't know. Like, there's so many things.
Sure.
Is Sonny Dykes fired by now? We don't know. We have no idea. But they played for a national title. They lost by 60.
What, would Kendall Briles have been the head coach there? And then, therefore, he's not the offensive coordinator at South Carolina.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. We have breaking news on the Gamecocks we'll get to before the commercial break. Would you like to go ahead and hear it now?
Yeah, go ahead. What do we got?
We have more deflections out of the secondary at the University of South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
We had Cissé declare for the draft earlier today. Moments ago, defensive back Jalen Kilgore has announced he is leaving school early and declaring for the NFL draft.
All right.
He is Mel Kiper's number 9th ranked safety prospect in the upcoming draft.
I'm going to ask you this, John Height. Are either of those surprising to you?
Kilgore is.
He's saying Kilgore.
Kilgore okay. is. I don't see him any earlier than a middle of a day 2 pick, so that is surprising.
Okay. To me, Brandon Cissé is a little like Peter Woods. A little bit like Peter Woods to me. Like, I don't know what his stat line is, but, like, I didn't hear that guy's name a ton. Give me Cissé's stat line, because you just didn't hear his name a ton. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not Cissé Island over there, that he's not shutting people down.
This season, 2025, he had 27 total tackles, 19 solo, 8 assists, 1 interception.
So, like...
See, yeah, it's 1 year with the Gamecocks after 2 years with the Wolfpack, where he had the same amount of tackle, or he had one less tackle this year than he did last year at NC State. Has 2 career interceptions. One at State, 1 in Carolina.
Like, I think the guy's a good player. I think he regressed this year. I don't think he was as impactful this year as he was at NC State over the course of his career, and particularly his early career. Now, he's got range and length, and he can move. Like, there's some things to like. A little bit like Peter Woods. There's a lot of things to like about Peter Woods. The production is not the thing you like about Peter Woods. And I would say, you're telling me, if you're telling me Brandon Cisse is a first-round pick, then you're telling me that exact same story, that it's not about production. It's about the other stuff, the traits and the specs and that kind of stuff.
Right.
You tracking with me on that?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's fair, although it's not a one-for-one comparison because lines of scrimmage guys, it's very easy to not call their name because they just get, you know, clogged up there in the middle. But I thought Cisse was fine for South Carolina.
Yeah.
But I also thought he was just fine at NC State. I never thought he was an elite talent, but... There are some, though, in the NFL circles that I guess do.
I think Kilgore is a good player. I do like Kilgore. I understand the safety valuation there. What did you say? Is he the number 9 safety?
According to Mel Kiper.
He's probably about right now. I mean, I think nice player. I think Cisse is a nice player.
But then again, look at what R.J. Mickens did this year as a 6th-round pick for the Chargers. Like, you can – safety is one of those positions you can carve a nice role out for yourself in the
I'm
league.
I'm telling you, man. At safety in football, knows where to be is an invaluable trait. Knows where to be. There's one starter on every quality basketball team that whose best attribute is knows where to be. Like, the best teams have that guy. Knows where to be. Because the coaches trust you. R.J. Mickens had trust, knows where to be. I think Kilgore is a knows where to be guy. Who's also got some skill. But, like, I talked about this yesterday with Clemson's safety position. Sam and I did. To me, you need one safety that's got a screw loose. It's going to come down and blow somebody up. And you need one safety that knows where to be. And that's a perfect mix at safety.
Unfortunately, Clemson didn't have either this past season.
You are sadly correct. Final segment. We're going to talk this. We're going to talk some bowl game stuff. We'll get you ready for our bowl preview show tonight as well. Final segment is up next. How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coatings, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
It's been an incredible year of college football, and once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Spend your lunch every day with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. We promise, they'll save you a plate.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter that serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sing my share of broken halos, folded wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine.
All right, final segment. Thanks for joining us here on the show today. Waltham Tulip Road Rage, 3 to 5 today, and then 5 to 8 will be a Mellow Mushroom. You just heard the promo for the bowl preview show here at the Roar. We've got bowl games. We've got college football playoff chit-chat. It's going to be quite fun. You excited? How are we feeling about the bowl season, John?
I'm very excited for the bowl season. I'm excited that on Saturday night we get Boise State of Washington at 8 o'clock.
See, I just think if you – two things about bowl season that I'm going to try to say, and there's going to be so much to say about these games, so I may not get it all in tonight, but I want to say these two things, all right? A couple years ago, I made a conscious choice, and I have to remind myself of this, that the bowl season is not great if you compare it to a bowl season 10 years ago. But that bowl season is never coming back. You are asking for a unicorn. Actually, I was listening to it was a conversation between people talking about inflation in the economy. And somebody made a great point. It was like one guy was sort of saying, well, you know, the Trump administration has brought down inflation. And somebody else is like, well, the prices are higher. And so what people say when they're like, we want inflation to go down, what people really mean is they want prices to be like they were 5 years ago. And the guy was making a point like, that doesn't really happen unless there's an economic depression. Like, we're not just, like, that genie's not going back in the bottle. It was an interesting back and forth because it was like these two different framings. This guy's like, well, the thing that you asked for happened. And they're like, well, no, it didn't happen because of this other thing that they actually meant. When we talk about the bowl season, we can't talk about the bowl season comparing it to something that will never exist again. If you appreciate what the bowl season is, then the bowl season is still great. Look, man, I've tried in my mind to wrap it around like, well, what if they move these to August? Which I think there's a lot of feasibility to that. I think there are a lot of reasons to move these bowl games to week zero or to a preseason situation or whatever. Like, move these bowl games out of this glut, this calendar ridiculousness of December, and let December be about the playoff. But I had the thought, what am I watching at 3 in the afternoon on December 23rd? I don't need it to be a national championship game. I don't even need it to be people I care about. It is the thing that we do during the holidays. And let me tell you something. It is for fans. It is the bowl season to me. This is why I tweeted what I tweeted a few days ago about conference championship games. Man, college football's just recently had conference championship games. And conference championship games are great. But, John, if conference championship games went away today and there were just other regular season games, or they had more bye weeks built in, or they made the season a different length or whatever, like, fans would be fine if we didn't have conference championship. That's not going to rip a hole out of my chest.
No, I mean, it. Like, the other day on our show, on Facts on Sports from 9 to noon, I had to explain to Faxon that conference championship games are still new in the history of the sport.
There were no.
They've happened within our lifetime.
When we
you
were
and
born.
I are not that
That's
old.
That's right.
We're not that old. We're older than we want to be. We're not that old.
I do eat grape nuts. I was told that's what people. One guy said, "I'm 71. You don't have to be 74 to eat grape nuts because I'm 71." And that's what the guy said. I love some grape nuts. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, but what I'm saying is like it's. There's been a time where you and I have drawn breath on this earth where conference championship games were not a thing. We did it like we did in basketball. You award the regular season champion and we move on.
Especially if you're going to have two of the four major conferences who didn't have their best teams in the game. Like, that's my thing. We can't even ensure that the best teams are even playing in this game. We have no way to do that.
Well, how can you? You have 18 teams who are playing nine-game conference schedules.
That's right. So I say, if you want to get rid of those, that's fine. But the bowl season, where it is in the calendar, is for fans. And man, if you think bowl games are meaningless, but you're also complaining about, well, nobody cares about the fans, and nobody steps up for the fans, and nobody does anything for the fans, and nobody cares about what the fans sacrifice and all this stuff. The bowl season is for you to sit your keister on the couch at 3 o'clock while you're waiting on your in-laws to come over and watch freaking Toledo and Miami, Ohio. It wouldn't be those two. It would be Toledo and FIU.
Toledo and Louisville are playing in the Boca Raton Bowl.
Okay.
At 2 o'clock on the 23rd, at 5:30, we have Western Kentucky and Southern Miss, and at 9 o'clock, we have UNLV and Ohio. Three great games so you don't have to talk to your family.
And I love it. It's what we do. This time of year is what fans do. Does it make a lot of sense? Probably not, but it's what fans do. It's like the one thing of the year that is for you. It is for you. It is a made-for-TV product for you. And people say, well, the players don't care about the bowl gifts and all this stuff. Man, this is just me, okay? I would love for every player to be playing in these games. I refuse to define these bowl games by who is not in them. I refuse to do that. I can't do that. You know why? Because it is a great opportunity to see young guys. It's a great opportunity for me as a fan who wants to be educated to see the next pipeline of guys, the next quarterbacks coming through.
Yep.
It's an opportunity for me to see somebody who's playing their last game at a school. It's an opportunity for me to see maybe a freshman that's never played. All right, well, maybe we don't go to the portal because this freshman just threw for 400 yards in our bowl game. It is storylines like crazy. There are so many things that are valuable if you don't think the bowl season is something that it's not. If you do think the bowl season is what it still is fine. I won't say great, but it's still fine and useful and notable in the life of a football fan. New Year's Day still matters. New Year's Eve still matters. The Insight.com Bowl on January 4th or whatever still matters. Shout out to the Insight.com Bowl. And do we need all these? Probably not. I mean, it was hard to fill all the spots. And the L.A. Bowl's going away, and the Bahamas Bowl has gone away. And we don't need 46 bowls. I think it's like 40.
It's a little over 40. That number will go down. But to your point, we're all supposed to sit around and watch these things. ESPN needs something to fill the inventory. ESPN owns just about every single bowl game.
Now, if it goes away, you know what we would get is we would get better college basketball in this time. We get better matchups that spread throughout the day.
We would.
It's different, but it would, because they're not going to just keep playing first take 17 times, okay? They're going to put a game in that slot.
One would hope. My biggest gripe with bowl season, and it's not even that the players are not participating. And it's not even that we have the playoff. So we have, 24 less teams player and 12 teams, whatever it is?
Yeah.
I was told there'd be no math when I'd film on the show.
That's right.
The thing that drives me nuts the most, though, is when we go to halftime of North Texas and San Diego State at the New Mexico Bowl, it's going to be 14 minutes of Booger McFarland telling you about the college football playoff. That's the part of it that I just can't stand, is we can't even separate the bowl season from the playoff in terms of the coverage of it. Like, if ESPN would just act like during the four quarters of the Fenway Bowl that the playoff didn't exist, I think it'd make the bowl games better. But they're beating it over your head in pregame, halftime, and postgame that you're watching an inferior product, and the real product is next weekend.
You're right about that.
I think that's a huge problem with, and honestly, the way the four-letter network kind of covers the entire sport.
Well, yes. ESPN, by the way, when people talk about
why they do it, there's so many billions of dollars attached to it, you have to.
Look, I would rather Notre Dame be playing in a bowl. I understand. If you're going to hold a team meeting 30 minutes after you got royally screwed on national TV, and you're embarrassed, and you're pissed, and you're disappointed, whatever, if you're going to hold a team meeting, they shouldn't have held a team meeting then. They shouldn't have let 18 to 22-year-olds vote on that. They shouldn't have done it. And maybe the administrators were just having a moment. I get that. I've said this. I understand the frustration of Notre Dame fans and the Notre Dame administration, the players and stuff, because what happened to them is mean-spirited. I still wish they were playing in these bowl games. But I'm not going to let bowl season be defined by Notre Dame not playing or Kansas State not playing or Iowa State not playing. That's not what it's about. It is about who is playing and the fact that we do get to watch football games and we do get to watch rosters. Here's the other thing. This is my second point on the bowl season, okay? When the players opt out, and when the players go in the portal, and when the players don't play, you know what, when you strip it down, you know what it's closer to? It's closer to the version of football that we all sit around and whine and moan doesn't exist anymore. When the guys who are making all the money decide they don't want to play anymore, then what's left is the guys who are there not because of their paychecks. It's because of the love of the school. Now, you might be, if you're a fan of a school, you might have a lesser chance of winning. Penn State and Clemson probably will have 20 plus guys who could be playing or might be not playing. But if you say you want a more innocent version of football, if you say I long for the days, then when all the high price guys get out, all the NFL guys get out, all those guys get out, yeah, they're stars, but that's the money. So if we get the money out, then it is more innocent when you have a freshman there that's never made a check. He's making $30,000 in NIL money just because he's a fifth guy on the roster.
Who's giddy to go on a bowl trip and, you know, get the swag bag from wherever.
So I just want to say that as long as we don't think that bowl season is something that it's not, it still has value in the marketplace for fans, and there's value for programs too.
Would you, as a Clemson fan, are you going to take away the work obligations we have that day? Are you going to, at noon that day, care more about the fact that TJ Parker, Peter Woods, Avion Terrell aren't out there, or that Cade Klubnik is suiting it up one last time, or that Tristan Lee and Blake Miller are suiting it up one last time, Adam Randall suiting it up one last time?
That's what I'm going to enjoy the guys who are playing their last game, and I'm going to enjoy the opportunity for the guys like Brandon Strozier, who's going to have to play 60 snaps, or whoever under God's creation is going to play safety in the game. Like, that's what I'm worried. I want to see Tyler Brown. We hadn't seen Tyler Brown. I'm kind of mad about it, kind of salty that we hadn't seen Tyler Brown, and we keep being told, well, he can't play because Antonio Williams is out there. Well, can we not be a little creative to get guys on the field? I mean, come on, guys. It's ridiculous. But Antonio Williams probably not going to play in this game, so let's see Tyler Brown. Let's see if Tyler Brown can earn him a check next year. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. Who on the offensive line? You get a couple people not. Who on the offensive line? Who can you trust for next year? Who gives you a good enough performance from those young guys? Who gives you a good enough performance to say, you know what? They go get a portal starter, but you got to beat out that guy. Those are the things that I'm looking for in that game. And I think if you're a Penn State fan, you're looking for the same. Look, you want to win. And
sure,
you should want to win. And look, all those guys being in there ain't going to give you a better chance to win. But the other team is going to have opt-outs too. And the other team is going to feel the same way. And so in some ways, a lot of times, that playing field ends up leveled. You just get some of the names out of the game. I appreciate this for what it is. I'm doing better this year than I have the last couple years because I've started to really embrace it. So that's the posture I'm taking going into our bowl show tonight.
Looking forward to it.
We'll be out there 5 to 8. Can't wait. Texture says bowl seasons for sports wagering, expedited annual roster turnover, and opt-outs has made the collective outcome inconsequential except for the sports better. Let me tell you something. The most frustrating thing to bet is a bowl game because you don't know who's playing. I disagree. I know that's what they say is for gambling. It is so easy to lose a wager on a bowl game because you don't know who's not playing until kickoff. God bless. We'll see you at 5. Walks up.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 50.